3:10, he's been hailed as the people's pope and made headlines for making major changes to how the Catholic Church handles issues like abortion and climate change. Just today, Pope Francis announced the church would be changing the way it handled annulments to make it easier and cheaper for Catholics who want to remarry in the faith.
But for all the public praise, some conservatives within the Vatican are becoming more open in challenging the Pope's decisions. Joining us to talk about it all, Washington Post reporter Mary Jordan. Mary, good to have you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Pope Francis is being praised effusively in some quarters over the decisions he's made. But not everybody in the Catholic community necessarily agrees with him. Give us an idea of the kind of pushback he's been getting from some.
Well, I think, you know, when you have over a billion people, a billion Catholics in the world, there's bound to be dissenters. I think what's fairly shocking here is that because it's also a hierarchy where you kind of look up to the Pope, what surprised people is because he is saying some revolutionary things like, hey, you know, let's be inclusive of gay people, let's forgive people who've had abortions, that some of the bishops and the cardinals and leadership, along with other conservative laity, are going, what? You know, and they are saying that, you know, the Pope may be making a mistake, that he's trying to change with the times. And wait a minute, you're supposed to be the prophetic voice of all ages. So, you know, Pope Francis has quickly, almost every day now, you open the paper or you hear on the radio or TV something new he said, and it's energizing an enormous amount of people, but other people don't like change.
Well, it's so interesting because the last two popes were pretty conservative, particularly Pope Benedict. So obviously, when you're fostering a particular sentiment or attitude, it filters down. Can you talk about the dissent within the Vatican itself toward Pope Francis?
Well, one of the first things he did was to say, you know what, I'm not going to stay in the Vatican palaces, you know, all the trappings, you know, famous for the velvet slippers and gold leaf this and that. And he actually started firing people in the Vatican Bank. He said, you know what, we're supposed to be the church of the poor people. And he went and lived in a simple apartment, and he ruffled a lot of feathers. And some of the people he fired and demoted within the Vatican started leaking things, such as, you know, his encyclical on climate change. They leaked it early. They started, you know, murmuring campaigns about what's a pope doing with, you know, messing in science. That's not God's work. And, of course, the pope then said that the climate change was affecting the poorest parts of the world disproportionately. And he himself, the pope, is a chemist. So while some people applauded it, other people didn't. And, again, within the Vatican, there are people that had really good jobs, really good positions, really cushy apartments and places, and their noses are out of joint. It's just surprising because they're supposed to be priestly too, and some of this backbiting is anything but.
Mary, good to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Mary Jordan is with the Washington Post.
It is 3:14.